We've gathered here today to celebrate. First and foremost, to celebrate Christ, his work on the cross, his death for you and me, and to celebrate life, because he has overcome death through his resurrection. And today we celebrate the hope that we have that one day, very soon, we will be with him in his kingdom. Glory to God. Therefore, Christ, and only Christ, deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise forevermore. Amen. Of course, we also recognize and honor these five candidates who today will proclaim in the water baptism that they have chosen Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So we give thanks to God for this time of grace that we are living in, when people, men and women, young and old, can still choose. They can still choose Christ. They can still choose life. So we thank God for this time and for this time of grace. So I've entitled my message this morning, Eternal Life is a Choice. In my day-to-day job, I get to program industrial robots to perform very specific tasks. And robots are really good at certain things. They're repeatable. They'll do the same thing over and over. They're very fast. But what I've learned over the years is that robots are only as smart as those that program them. Not only that, they're very limited in what they can do. They can only do what choices, they can only perform the choices that were programmed to them. But unlike robots, you and I, we have been created by God in his image, and we therefore have free will. We have the will to choose. And many days we are faced, every day we are faced with many choices, with many decisions to make. But there's one decision above all that is very important, is this, and it's a decision literally between life and death. And it's this decision and these choices that Moses presents to Israel before his death. He calls the Israelites before him in Deuteronomy, at the end of Deuteronomy, and he tells Israel of their story. He reminds this new generation of Israelites of how God, through his strong hand, took them out of Egypt, how he sustained them for 40 years in the desert, how God gave them victory over their enemies. And Moses calls Israel to turn their hearts towards God. And because in front of them was Canaan, and in front of them were many options, were many choices, the false gods of Canaan. And Moses tells him, turn your heart towards God and you will have life and blessings in the promised land. But if you choose to follow and worship the false gods of Canaan, there will be death and there will be destruction and you will be cursed. So Moses comes to this apogee of his speech in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. And he tells the Israelites, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Moses set before them life, meaning living in the promises of God, living in the joy of the presence of God, living in the grace of God. And the other choice, death, tasting the wrath and judgment of God. You see, the gospel presents us with the same choice, but this time it's a choice between eternal life and eternal death. John the Baptist tells his listeners in John 3:36, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. The choice is between life and death, between eternal life and eternal death. And Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 6, verse 23, the reason that this is, that death is a choice, is because the wages of sin is death. But the good news, the gift of God, the undeserved gift of God, is eternal life. But there's only one way we can have that eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That is eternal life in Christ Jesus. So, what should we choose? When we are faced with eternal life and eternal death, what should we choose? Moses tells the Israelites in verse 19, therefore, being faced with these choices and understanding the repercussions of both choices, therefore, choose life. Israel, before you cross the Jordan River, choose life. Before you take another step, choose life. Before you make any other decisions, choose life. And the reason is, it's only when you choose life that you start truly living. He says that both you and your descendants may live. When you choose life, when you choose God, first of all, it is you yourself that have life and real life and life abundantly. But not just that, you and your descendants. Today we see what happens when parents choose life. We see that their descendants choose life and have life. And choosing life, choosing God, choosing Christ has repercussions in your personal life, in your family, in your future children. But not just that, in the way you interact with those around you, you having life, living in a dead world, you bring life. And you will have an impact where you are called to be at work, at school, whatever circumstances. And what happens when we choose life? Moses continues and says, choose life that you may love the Lord your God. When we choose life, we choose to do something that we haven't done before. We choose to love our Creator. You might be asking, I don't hate God. I don't have any beef with God. I'm not interested. But you see, if you don't love God, you are his enemy. In Romans, Paul wrote, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were his enemies, we were saved through Christ. We give glory to God for this. And when we start loving God, then we obey his voice. Jesus tells his listeners in the parable of the Good Shepherd, in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And this is what happens when you obey, when you follow. And I, Jesus, give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. They shall never taste death. When we love God, when we obey him, we have life. And one more thing happens. We then cling. We cling to him. We don't let go because our faith is now placed in God, in Christ. And I love the lyrics of the song, I will cling to that old rugged cross. I will put my faith in Christ no matter what. No matter what may come, I cling to that hope, to that faith that I have through Christ. So the question today for you and for me and for everyone, why choose life? Why should we choose life? And in verse 20 out of Deuteronomy, we have the answer. Therefore, choose life, for he is your life and the length of your days. You see, there is no life apart from God. There is no life apart from Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And not only that, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This is the answer. Choosing life means choosing Christ. Choosing Christ means choosing eternal life. Today you might be faced with many decisions, many choices, but I urge you, before you leave here today, make the most important choice. Make the most important decision and choose Christ. Choose life. Choose Christ and let Him become your Lord and Savior. Amen.